弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
今天我来跟弟兄姊妹一起分享，是有一个题目是给我的。
I want to share with brothers and sisters a topic that has been given to me.
是蒙召传道的回顾。
It is to remember the calling to serve the ministry of preaching.
那当我在思想这个题目的时候，我在想，或许我自己给一个我认为更适合的题目，就是转换角色的侍奉。
And when I was given this topic, I thought that I would make it a bit more appropriate by changing it to the change of roles in serving the Lord.
先要开是不是？先打开是吧？还是对不起。我看不到那个。
Can we start the PowerPoint?
我在哪里看这个转换？哦，在这里。哦，我这里要点哪一个？点这个第一个。那你们来操作好了，我想没关系，啊。好，对不起，不太熟悉这个设备。在这里你们看到我用的几个过程，是从学生到工程师，然后到全职的传道，以至于到我今天已经卸下我传道教会的责任。
As you can see from the PowerPoint, I transitioned from being a student.To an engineer, to doing full-time ministry, to now being retired.
在从学生时代，我是实在蒙了神很大的恩典，我就在学校校园团契里面侍奉主。
When I was a student, I was truly blessed by the Lord, and on campus, I started the ministry for the Lord.
那么到了后来，我来美国读书，毕业了以后，我在公司里面。也有机会在公司里面和许多的同事们一起周间有查经侍奉。
And after I came to the U.S. and after graduation, I worked in companies. And while I was working, I had the opportunity to have ministry and have Bible studies during the week with my colleagues.
那当然，在那个时候，神更把我带到了，给我。很大的恩典，有一个属灵的家，我就在教会里面侍奉主。
And at that time, the Lord gave me a tremendous blessing and gave me a spiritual home, so I started serving in church.
后来经过了十几年的职场生活以后，因为心里面有感动，也是神的环境的预备，我就有了传道的呼召。
And after more than a decade in workplace, I had the calling, and I had this tremendous calling in my heart to do full-time ministry.
那真的时候对我来讲是一个很大的挣扎，因为从来没有想到要放下职业，转换这个成为一个全职的传道人。
And for me at that time, it was a tremendous struggle because I never thought about giving up my career to become a full-time preacher.
所以我就在神的面前有很迫切的一个祷告，求主要给我印证。
And at the time, I was desperately praying before the Lord and asked Him for a sign.
那么现在过去了这么多年，那么我今天也已经放下牧者的这个职分的时候，我就回想起来，觉得神的恩典实在是。超过我所求所想的。
And it has now been so many years, and now in retirement, I look back to the blessing that God has given me, and what a tremendous, what tremendous grace He has given me.
所以我在准备这个信息的时候，我就想起来，事实上，我在上一次应弟兄姊妹要求来有同样的分享的时候，已经是十几年前的事情了。
I remember that last time I've been invited here to share was more than a decade ago.
那么今天我再来回顾的时候，我觉得神实在是充满了恩典。
And as I look back, I think the Lord is full of grace.
前几天晚上我特别的有这一段经文，就是彼得前书第二章第九节回到我的面前。
And a few nights ago, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, this passage came to me.
那你说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
There it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
是属于神的子民，是要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗奇妙光明者的美德。
A people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
我特别的去查为什么讲是美德呢？到底它是什么样的一个德性呢？
Why does it say the excellencies of him?
结果我去查英文的时候就发现，就像我们姊妹说的是个 excellency， 就是说它不是 我想象中文想的是有很好的一些德性，而是属性，而是它的超越。
So here it is not the good characters, it is the exceeding excellence.
所以当我在主面前在真的感恩，所以我今天愿意用一点时间，我知道时间有限，我不可能每一个阶段的细节都来说。
I know I have limited time today, so I can't go into the every detail of every stage.
我想把它放在重点，摆在在我做事的时候得到，我怎么样来寻求转换这个角色。
I want to put the emphasis on when I was working, how did I transform my role?
当我在学生时代或者刚刚学习侍奉的时候，我总是觉得我自己很有人的才干。
When I was a student, when I was serving, I often felt that I was very capable.
可是到了后来，到了上大学的时候，我就开始遭遇到了一些挫折。
But when I started in college, I start to have some obstacles.
因为在我那个年代里面，我们考大学是要照着那个填志愿，然后按着分数来进入你所要去的学校。
Because at that time, you have to write down your preference, and you get admitted to universities based on your scores.
我没有想到我想去的那个学校我没有被录取，我是去了还是很不错的学校，但是我的那个好强的自尊心我就受了打击。
I didn't get into my first preference, even though I still went to a very good school, my self-esteem, my ego was very hurt.
后来当我毕业了以后，因为我那个时候学的是太空物理。
What I was studying was astrophysics.
Atmospheric science.
Atmospheric science.
在台湾来讲的话，那个相关的职业是几乎是没有的。
At the time, in Taiwan, there's practically no related job.
所以 再加上我的父亲那个时候的生意上面的失败，所以还有家庭的一些事情使我非常的沮丧。
And because my father's business was also going through a really hard time, it made me very despaired.
所以为着我的前途，我就深深的越来越觉得我实在什么都不是。
So therefore, as I look into my future, I truly thought that I was nothing.
尤其当我那个时候读到摩西他受神呼召的时候，神告诉他说，我要差你去见法老。
And when I was reading about Moses, and when the Lord said to Moses that I am going to send you to see the Pharaoh,
可是摩西竟然说我是什么人，竟然能去见法老，他难道忘记了他曾经是个王子吗？
But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go see the Pharaoh? He had forgotten that he was once a prince.
因为摩西他经过了许多的挫折，他的失败以后，他终于明白他不能。
So therefore, after many obstacles and difficulties in life, Moses finally understood that he cannot.
所以神告诉他说，我要你出来，是我呼召你，你要带我的百姓到这个山上来侍奉我，不是你能做，是我能够使你能做。
So God said to Moses, I am calling you to come to this mountain to worship me. It is not you who can, but I who can do it.
所以摩西的这120年到最后，我们发现他这120年的生活里面几乎是有三个阶段，每个阶段是40年。
You see, in Moses' 120 years of life, there were three phases, and every phase was about 40 years.
他第一个40年，他是王子，他说我能够。
So the first 40 years, he was the prince, and he said, I can.
第二个40年，他被弄到了旷野里面去跟着羊讲话的时候，他说我不行了。
And the second 40 years, he was in the wilderness and speaking only to the herds of sheep. And then he said, I cannot.
所以一直到了第三个40年，在旷野里面又带着这一群叛逆的百姓的时候，他深深的知道只有神能够。
And when he was leading the people of Israel in the wilderness in the last 40 years, then he deeply understood that only God can.
这就是我从学生时代到了我毕业以后，到美国读完书毕业找事情，有八个月我几乎是没有任何的机会。
And that's when I graduated and I came to the US, and for a period of 8 months, I had no opportunities.
因为那个时候我的太太已经怀了孕，那么我又不敢毕业，因为怕找不到工作，我就不能够留在这里。
At the time, my wife was already pregnant, and I was afraid that, so I didn't dare to graduate because I was afraid that if I graduate and didn't have a job, then I couldn't stay here.
那个时候也没有网络，也没有这个东西，我们每天都写信，寄信到报纸上，到杂志上去找那个公司去寄那些投资信。
At that time, there was no internet, so I would write and just send letters out to the job postings on the newspaper.
有八个月的时间，差不多九个月的时间，我只有接到两三个电话。
And during that time, almost 9 months, I only received 2 or 3 phone calls.
而且基本上是一问我有没有居留身份的时候，就没下文了。
And all and these calls, they would ask me, do you have the status to remain in the U.S.? And then there will be nothing to follow.
后来我终于接到了一个公司的电话，让我来跟他们面谈。
And finally, I got a call from a company to go for an interview.
可是我从来没有寄过这个信给这个公司啊。
But I never sent a letter to that company.
而且他们跟我谈的时候，他们问我你有没有学过这一个科目，这个科目的时候，我告诉他们我很不好意思，我说这两个科目我都拿了 C.
And when they asked me, did you study this class or did you take that subject? I said, I'm really sorry, I did, but I got C's in those classes.
你知道在我们中国人来讲拿 C 的也不太多了，所以我偏偏就是后来我转了电脑去读的时候，我这两科都学不好。
And when I changed my major to computer science, these two classes I did not do well in and got Cs.
可是那个时候我已经几乎绝望了，我觉得说没有希望，没有机会了，我就准备已经心里想要回台湾了，所以我就跟他们讲，就很轻松的跟他们有问答，我说我虽然拿了 C， 可是我很愿意重新学起。
At the time, I was so hopeless. I was already prepared to go back to Taiwan. So in a very relaxed way, I told them that even though I received Cs, I'm very willing to just start over and learn it again.
那既然我这两科都学不好，他工作上要，那我们也没什么好谈的，那我们就聊家常吧，就东南西北，就我也引话题，他也谈，结果谈得很高兴，都没有谈工作的事情。
And at that time, because the two subjects that they need my knowledge in, I did not do well, so I thought we should just chit-chat, and then we chatted about everything and had a very pleasant conversation.
所以终于不一定有工作，但是我至少在美国还面试过，所以我就回去跟我太太说，我们就准备走了，生完孩子就准备走了。
And I told my wife when I went home that, you know, at least I had an interview in the U.S. And after the child is born, we should just be prepared to go back to Taiwan.
后来过了两三个礼拜以后，我收到了他们的电话，说要我上班去了。
And after 2-3 weeks, I received a phone call to ask me to go to work.
而且我进去以后不到，我是八月进去上工的，我十一月多我就拿到移民局的通知，要给我绿卡。
I started in August, and in November, I got a letter from the immigration department to tell me that they're going to give me my green card.
最奇妙的是，你们知道吗？我去公司上班的第一天，公司请了一个同事陪我去吃饭，因为他是中国人。
And the most amazing thing, the first day of work, the company asked a Chinese person to take me out to lunch.
当我们坐在一起，要吃饭的时候，不约而同两个人都低头谢饭。
And when we sat down to have lunch, simultaneously we bowed our head to give grace.
那位接待我的弟兄就叫做刘志雄。
And that person who was hosting me, his name is Peter Liu.
后来我们就在一起，同事同工，一直到今天。
And from there on, we co-worked together all these years.
那么我到了这个公司以后，因为他比我早四个多月去这个公司，所以很多事情他就教我。
And because he arrived at the company 4 months earlier than I did, there are many things that he knew that he was teaching me.
可是我在这个在这些工程师的面前，我就发现我真的是什么都不行，因为我当时学电脑我都去没学好，所以英文又不好，所以我工作上面的压力非常的大。
I had tremendous amount of pressure at work because in front of these engineers, I felt that I didn't know anything because all those computer science classes I did not do well in.
所以长话短说，在这个公司里面我做了15年。
So in short, I worked in that company for 15 years.
我有三次的机会要离开这个公司。
I had 3 opportunities to leave this company.
第一次是我觉得公司对我根本不器重，不教我，却要我做事情，所以我第一年结束我就想要找一份换了一个工作。
The first time was after 1 year, I felt the company did not pay attention to me and did not give me the proper training.
所以当我拿到了那个工作的时候，我决定要离开了，我就跟公司辞职，然后礼拜天我也跟我教会的负责弟兄说我可能要搬家了。
And after I had the offer, I told my company that I want to resign. And on Sunday, I also told the brothers in our church that I may have to move.
结果没想到，两位父子弟兄就问我为什么要离开这个地方。
And unexpectedly, the two brothers who were responsible in church asked me,Why do you want to leave?
那我当然很坦白的讲，我说我在公司里面觉得不开心，我不被器重，那么我又觉得压力很大。
And I was very honest in saying that I felt that the company wasn't paying any attention to me, and I'm not really I'm unhappy at work.
没想到这两位弟兄都告诉我说，那你这个样子，你去那里你也一样，你自己你还没有学会功课，所以你现在走对你来讲是不对的事。
And both brothers told me that it is the wrong time to leave because you still have not learned the lessons that you need to learn.
我很感谢主。我留下来了，既然已经跟公司辞职，又跟他们说我想不走了，所以这个跟老板中间的关系也搞得很难堪。
And but thank the Lord, I already resigned, and then I went back to say that I'm not leaving anymore, and the relationship with my boss was also very awkward.
可是后来过了五年以后，我又受不了了。
But then after five more years, I still couldn't take it anymore.
我又找到了一个工作。
And then I found another job.
等到我要走的时候，我回来跟同事们说，我不做了。
And then I came back and I told my colleagues that I'm not going to stay anymore.
他们刚问我说，那你是什么样的哪一个公司呢
？And they asked me which company are you going to?
我跟他们讲了以后，他们说你真大胆，你这个是不能去的，这是跟我们竞争者的公司，你去你会吃官司的。
And then they told me that this is a competitor, and that if you go, you're going to get sued.
所以我又不敢去，又留下来了。
And then I didn't dare to go, so therefore I stayed again.
最后一次呢，就是大概我在公司做的14年的时候，那是有一天公司就告诉我们开会。
So after the third time was after about 14 years, one day the company said that we're going to have a meeting.
他说我们的产品被我们的竞争者买去了，那么我们就这个组可以解散了。不过你们因为对公司把这个产品做得很好，他们出了很高的价钱买，所以你们可以在公司里面到任何部门去，我们都让你们不会把你们辞退。
And he said, because the product that we build is so good that our competitor bought the product. But because we've done such a good job, we won't be unemployed. We can go to any department in the company.
所以在那个时候，可是有一个条件，就这个公司他要来我们中间这十几个人里面找一个人到他们公司去，要用两三年的时间把我们的产品的好处告诉他们，让他们把我们的产品拿出来改良他们的产品，然后你们这过去十几年做的这个东西从此就不再没有了。
But about a dozen people in the company, they will choose one person to go to that company to teach them everything about the product, and then after the transition period, the product will just become theirs and it will just disappear.
那他们要找的一个人，他们会负他很大的责任，那么你们自己都要应该去争取这个位置。
And they said the one person that they're going to choose will bear great responsibility, and you should all compete and try to get that role.
可是那个时候，我心里面已经感觉到说，我所有在这个公司，我花了这么多的时间做的这些东西，被人家就这样买去丢到垃圾桶去，我觉得很没有价值。
And at that time, I felt that all the work that I did in the company is just being bought and then being put into a trash, and I felt it was so unworthy.
而且最主要的是我终于发现我这电脑这个行业对我是完全不合适。
And finally, I realized that this computer science is just a field that is not appropriate for me.
虽然它可以养家，可以让我好像，可是我实在不喜欢这个工作。
And then I felt that even though this it pays the bill for the family, I really don't like the job.
就在那几年，在前面两三年当中，我当时的教会贝俊基督教会，他们希望说在17号路往东的地方，靠近 Fort Lee Tenafly 的地方要植堂，因为华人越来越多。
At the time, the Bergen church that I was going to, they wanted to plant another church north of Route 17 in the Tenafly area because there were just more and more Chinese people there.
那个时候我有一个机会中间我搬离 New Jersey 到纽约州，那又是一段很奇妙的经历。可是我后来回来了，弟兄们就来找我说，你现在搬回 New Jersey 的，我们一起来祷告，是不是能够 看看神有没有带领来执在这个福特利 Tenafly 这附近能够有一个职堂。
And in between, there was also a great experience where I moved out of New Jersey to New York State. But when I came back, the brothers approached me and said, let us pray together to see whether we should together plant this church in the Fortley area.
我有两个印证，要求主说我到底要不要参与这个职堂。
And at that time, I asked for two signs to see whether I should be a part of planting the church.
另外一个印证就是那个时候把这个刚刚我讲的公司的事情也在一起的，可是我那个时候就觉得我要一个印证是我要不要去还是继续做电脑的工作。
And at that time, I asked for a sign to see whether I should continue to do the work of computer science.
首先第一个就是没想到那个公司来谈我们这十几个人的时候，我竟然被他们选中。
And unexpectedly, when they came to see our team, I was the one who was chosen to go to the buyer's company.
你们不要忘记，我说我不喜欢电脑，而且我不会，我不是很技术性的人。我想罗丽媛都可以做见证，我那个时候很多问题我还要问他。
And you can tell I was not a very technical person. And you can ask Kevin at the time, there were many things that I still needed to ask him about.
可是在我发现这个过我对我的电脑完全不能做，而且我对我的前途很迷茫的时候，神竟然给我安排了一个机会让我到台北去。
So, but when I was very lost about my future, God gave me this opportunity.
因为为什么呢？因为我那个时候拿到了华盛顿 DC 那边的那个 offer， 他们给的条件非常好。那我也是觉得我要养家，我没有路走。那么既然这样子，那么我就去吧。
At the time, I had an offer in Washington, D.C. that gave me very good benefits. And I need to be able to pay the bill for the family, so I thought I should go there.
因为那个至少他给我的职位跟薪水，可能我们同事说省了我十年的功夫，我就什么一下子跳到另外一个位置上。
Because my colleague would tell me that I was saving 10 years of time in between and I was just making a step up change into a position and a new role.
所以我很挣扎的时候，我就跟那时候我的教会里面的同工，也就是林三刚弟兄，我跟他说我准备搬家了，我想我到 DC 去。
And at the time, I was telling Brother Ling that I want to move to DC.
可是我没想到他竟然跟我说，他说如果你搬家去的话，那么我也不会留在天成教会的。
I didn't expect him to say that if you move, then I will also not stay.
因为他那个时候他家庭的原因或什么，本来我认为他来帮助我们，他应该搬到 New Jersey 来住的，结果后来有些原因他就不搬过来了，他仍然留在纽约市。所以在 New Jersey 这一边的教会的事情几乎都是我们几个弟兄在这边来照顾来牧养。
Because at the time, we thought because he was going to come to help us, he would move from New York State to New Jersey. But for a number of different reasons, he couldn't. And therefore, the things that were happening here on the ground were all taken care of by a few brothers locally.
而这个时候已经有五六十个弟兄在我们租的地方聚会的时候，那么他说我走了，他也不来了。那个时候我整个人就是发现说我没有办法放下弟兄姊妹。
And we already had 50-60 brothers gathering at that place, and I found that I couldn't just leave it.
那里面那个就是我突然发现我对着这个牧养弟兄姊妹的这个心，原来远远的超过我要去做工程师的这个心。
I found that my heart to be able to shepherd the brothers and sisters far exceeds my desire to be an engineer.
那现在我那个时候那几个月祷告的时候，第一个我就说，如果神你要呼召我放下职业的话，第一个印证你要让我得到那个华盛顿 DC 的那个位置。
And I said, Lord, if you want me to put down my job, then the first sign I ask for is that you give me the offer in Washington, D.C.
是不是很奇怪？可是我明明不喜欢做，可是我就跟神，我就要这个，我就说，你让我能够得到那份职业，那个工作，就表明我不要去接受那个工作。
And I said to the Lord, isn't it strange? I didn't like that job, but I said to the Lord, if you want me to stay, then give me that offer.
所以当他们给我 offer， 我们公司同事也都跌破眼镜，怎么会找你呢？怎么不是你在你前面排的还有好几个人，怎么会是你呢？可是我心里面乒乒乓乓的在那里跳。
My heart was beating really fast at that time because even though my colleagues were wondering how can it possibly be me, because there were more people in front of me who are more qualified.
所以当林弟兄跟我讲这个的时候，让我心里面更低沉了。可是那个时候正好有一位宣教士从台北来，他的名字叫做王继雄。
And at that time there was a brother who was coming from Pacific West, and his name is Brother Wang.
他是在台北金三角那里做宣教的工作，所以他的母亲在我们教会就住在我家的附近，他过来看他的母亲，因此我们认识。
And he was at the Pacific West, but his mother lived near us, and he came to visit his mother, and that's how we got to know him.
所以当他邀请我说要不要去看一看的时候，我就答应了，我就请了三个礼拜的假到台北去。
And when he asked me and invited me to go with him to Pacific West for 3 weeks, I said, I went with him.
因为我自己跟神说，这三个礼拜我去宣教的工厂看的时候，我要求你给我一个印证，因为我回来我就要决定我到底继续要搬家到 DC， 或者我就辞职了。
I asked the Lord to give me a sign during those 3 weeks, because either I will go to DC to take the job, or I'm going to resign.
所以当我在飞机上的时候，我随身带了一本书，是穆安德烈写的内在生活 ，Andrew Murray 写的。
And on the flight, I had this book by Andrew Murray.
他有一本书叫做《The Inner Life》，就是内在的生活。
And the book is called Inner Life.
那本书的第一章就说，我们要亲近主，要学习内在的生活的时候，每天早晨要起来亲近主。
And the book in the first chapter says that if we want to be close to the Lord and we want to build an inner life, then we should do it every morning.
所以我在飞机上看了第一章，我到了台湾的时候，我住在我 岳父家，那天晚上我三点钟就时差的关系，我就没办法睡觉。
And when I was in Taiwan, I was staying with my in-laws, and 3 o'clock in the morning, because of the time difference, I couldn't sleep.
那我就在想，哎，早白天我读的那一段经文在哪里呢？我就去翻，原来是在以赛亚书第五十章的第四节。
And I was trying to find where is the verse that I read, and it's in Isaiah chapter 4.
50 verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
那一段经文我去翻开看到的时候，他是这么说的：主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
It says that the Lord reminds me every morning, remind my ear that I can hear.
我在那里翻开圣经读那节经文的时候，突然我发现我没有注意到的是前半段五十章的四节的前半段，那里那一句话说：主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。
And then I noticed the first part of verse 4 in Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4 where it says, The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word.
那个时候我在那种迷迷糊糊当中，我就说，神啊，这一趟我旅行只有三个礼拜，可是这一句话为什么突然跑到我的眼睛里面，你要给我一个印证，如果是你要我放下转换工作的话，那么我要看前面的这一段， 什么意思？主赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶住疲乏的人。
So I said to the Lord, this trip is only for 3 weeks, but I want a sign from you. What is it that you want to tell me through the verses that the Lord God has given me the ton of disciples that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word?
因为从小我就发现我平常不喜欢讲话，很喜欢很奇怪，就是说我太太讲，我在家里都不讲话。可是你如果非要逼着我讲话的话，我是可以讲话的。
Because ever since I was little, as my wife will tell you, I don't like to talk, but if I have to talk, I can.
那么，所以在这里很明显对我来讲，就是说神啊，如果你让我印证我的舌头、我的口舌、我的能力是能够被你用来帮助疲乏的人的话，那就是你给我的印证，我可以，我需要放下我的职业。
And I asked the Lord that if you think I am the tongue that can be used by you to sustain the weary ones, then I need to quit my job.
我就离开台湾到泰国去了。
And then I left Taiwan to go to Thailand.
结果在泰国的第一个礼拜天的时候，在山区里面，那一天早上突然，那礼拜六。王继雄就告诉我说，明天我要到另外一个地方开会，这个山上的这个部落里面的讲道，明天礼拜天你来站讲台。
And when I was in the mountain area with Brother Wang in Thailand, he said to me, tomorrow I have to go to another place. And the ministry of preaching of this area is now with you.
那个时候我震了一下，我根本不会跟他这些跟难民一样的这些村落的人，我怎么会讲到？我是来看你怎么讲的，怎么叫我讲到呢？
And I was stunned at the time because I came to see how he would preach, and how do I preach to this group of people who are like refugees?
不过 anyway 那天就心里面也因为这个经文就来了，我讲得到。
But this verse came to me, so I preached that day.
所以那两天我就问王继雄跟敏文，我就说，我这一趟来很奇怪，你为什么会要我站讲台？那他说没有啊，就这样，我要开会，正好你在，我就想你我在 New Jersey 听过你讲到，你可以啊，你就讲，就他说对他来讲就这么简单。
And I asked him, how is it that you thought about asking me to preach?And he said, it really wasn't a big deal. He's heard me preaching in New Jersey, and he had to go to another meeting, so he thought I could just preach that day.
所以那个时候我就跟他讲说，你知道吗？我就讲了我飞机上看到的这一段经文。
And then at that time, I shared with him the passage that I saw on the flight.
结果他太太突然在旁边，他就笑起来。他太太说，十几年前，当我跟继雄准备从台湾考虑要不要到泰国来的时候，神给我的就是这一段经文。
And his wife, who was standing next to him, said, more than a decade ago, when they were deciding whether they should come to Thailand, the Lord gave them the same verse.
好，这一段就过去了。
And then this part of this phase passed.
我泰国完，我又回台湾的时候，我突然想要去探望有一位姐姐。
And when I went from Thailand back to Taiwan, I thought I wanted to go visit an elderly sister.
为什么这一位姐姐大我十几岁，她的名字叫做刘霞，她是一个作家，叫做杏林子。你60岁以上的人大概才知道她。
And this elderly sister is, her name is Liu Xia, and if you're more than 60 years old, you would know her work.
她是大概12岁的时候，他突然发现他身上有一种疾病，叫做类关失性关节炎，就是他所有的关节都慢慢的坏死，他只能躺在床上。
When she was 12 years old, she realized that she has a disease that essentially erodes all her joints, and she can only lie on the bed.
我在大学的时候跟她的弟弟同学，那么我知道了她有这样一个姐姐的时候，我也到她家去，我就被这个姐姐吸引了。
And I went to school with her brother, And I went to visit her when I was in college, and I was attracted to her.
所以我常常就到她家去，在她的床前跟她讲我的事情，那她也跟我分享她的很多的事情。
And I would often go and share my my own experiences with her at her bedside, and she would share her thoughts with me.
所以当我们的关系非常好，你记得我刚刚说过，我的父亲的生意，这个做 business 就家里搞了一塌糊涂的时候，我父亲是做出版社的。
I told you before that my father, when his business was in a mess, he was in publishing.
可是那个时候，刘姐就要帮助我，她就说我为了给我的母亲生日，我都忘了是70岁生日还60岁，她说我要出一本书叫做《生之歌》。
She said, for my mother's birthday, I am going to publish a book called The Song of Life.
或许我让你的父亲来出这本书，因为肯定会畅销的，因为他那时候已经很受欢迎了，他说可以解决你们家的问题。
And she said, maybe your father can publish this book because this book is bound to be a hit because she was already very famous at that time.
所以当我接下了这个我很感恩的时候，我就交给了我父亲他们来做。
So I gave this to my father to publish.
结果没想到，因为我那时候也要结婚，也要出国，中间就发生了一些事情，就让他们中间两个爸爸，他的爸爸跟我的爸爸就搞不好了。
And in the middle of all of that, I had to, I was leaving Taiwan to go to the U.S. and I was getting married, and my father and her father ended up in a bad relationship.
所以后来当我到了美国的时候，我知道这个事情搞得很严重。
And after I arrived in the U.S., I realized the seriousness of what happened.
所以我从那个时候开始，我跟他就有很长的时间就没有联络。
And then from there on, for a very long period of time, I did not keep in touch with her.
可是我在一些报纸听到人家讲的时候，就是说他那几年里面，他几次进入医院急诊都差点死掉。
But then I read in the newspaper that over those years, she ended up in the emergency room many times and almost died.
而且他那个时候已经成立了伊甸残障基金会。
And at that time, she had already established a handicap foundation.
所以我回台湾的时候，我就想，我应该要见她，不然我没有机会以后再经过我再见她，那我们的关系一定要恢复。
And when I went back to Taiwan, I thought we must restore our relationship, otherwise I won't have the opportunity anymore.
所以那一天我去找了她，在她住的地方跟她谈的时候。他就问了我这些近况，然后我就坦白地跟他说，我这次是出来求这些印证的。
And when I went to see her, and she asked me how I am recently, I was very candid in sharing with her that this trip is for me to find a sign from God.
那当他听完我讲的话的时候，他就很久没有讲话，然后他就看着我，他说：“你知道吗？我这几年也为你祷告。”我就是为着要你做传道人祷告。
And she said, do you know that I have been praying for you over the past few years, and I've been praying for you to become a preacher?
当我离开他的时候，我去坐公共汽车，他是住在台北的一个花园新城那个山上，我必须要从那里坐公共汽车下山。
And she was living up on a hill in Taiwan, and I had to take a bus to come down.
结果我去的时候，那个 bus 走掉了，说还要一个钟头才有一班。
But by the time I got to the bus stop, the bus had already left, and the next one is in an hour.
结果我就看在那边没办法，只好等，看到有个人在那里洗车。
And then I saw someone was washing car there.
我就问他下一班什么时候。
And I said, when is the next bus?
他说一个钟头以后。
And he said, after an hour.
那我们就聊天啊，我没事啊。他就问我，你怎么拿着背包，你怎么了？我们就聊了一些事情。然后我从泰国回来啊，等等。
And I asked him, and then we just had a conversation, we chatted, and I told him that I just came from Thailand.
那他车洗好了，他就说，哎，我现在要到山下去，你要不要坐我的车？
And then after he washed his car, he said, I'm going to drive down the mountain. Do you want to get a ride from me?
当然好啊，我就坐他的车，省得我等了，我们就下车子到他要把我摆下来的地方，大概有20几分钟，半个钟头。
And I said, fine, then I don't have to wait for the bus. And the ride down was about 20, 30 minutes.
所以我就跟他谈了很多泰国的事情啊，我看到的金三角的事情等等，然后他就到了地方就让我下车。
And then I shared with him my experiences and what I saw in Thailand.
结果下车前他突然起火，我准备要下车的时候，他说，金弟兄，你礼拜天能不能到我们教会讲道？
And as I was about to get off the car, he said to me, Brother King, can you come to our church to preach on Sunday?
诶，我说，你是教会的什么负责弟兄吗？我说，我你也不认识我，我们就这么聊，怎么你会有这样想法？他就说，没有，我刚刚觉得我想邀请你到我们教会讲道。
And he said, and I asked him, are you the head of the church? How do you just invite me to speak? And he said, I just heard you speak and I wanted to invite you to our church.
那可是我没有办法，可是我心里面你知道我又震了一下，我说我马上要回台中去，我要到台中去，我不能接受你这个邀请。
I was a bit stunned, but in my heart, but I also said I can't because I'm about to leave for central Taiwan.
我到了台中以后，那天晚上我还没有到台中，那天晚上我就去了台北的一个教会，在公馆那里叫做锡安堂。
And that night I went to a church in Taipei.
因为那里有一个传道人，一个女的传道是我一下子卡住了，就是也是我知道的锡安堂里面是讲内在生活的，有一些的学习，所以我就去那边参加他们的祷告会。
The church there was talking about an inner voice, and I wanted to have some learning, so that's why I went to the church.
结果祷告会结束，大家准备散的时候，我还坐在那里，在那里祷告，就是突然有个姐妹走到我的面前。
And when the prayer meeting was over, I was still sitting there having prayer, and then a sister walked over to me.
她说你是金海吗？
He said, are you 金海？
我抬头看她说，你是谁啊？
And then I said, who are you?
她说我是郑美丽。哦，我想起来了，你是我们大学我外文系的一个女同学，叫做郑美丽。
And then all of a sudden I remember that she is someone that I went to college with.
那我说，哦，好久不见了。他当然就问你，现在我们以前在大学的团契里面一起有侍奉的关系。
And I said it's been a long time, and you know we used to serve in the fellowship together in college.
他就告诉我，他说，你知道吗？我们那几届。同时在校园团契里面现在有七个人已经做传道人。
And he said, do you know that of the people that we were having fellows, that who were in our fellowship throughout those years, there are 7 of them who are preachers now.
你能够想象吗？我的前后世界里面就是四年里面我们的团契里面也不过20-30个人就我接触，他说有七个现在已经做传道人。
Can you imagine in those 4 years of college, there were maybe 20, 30 people that we interacted with, and then there's 7 of them were preachers.
他说他的哥哥叫做郑大卫，已经在台中做传道人。
And she said that her brother is already, 郑大卫 is already preaching in central Taiwan.
我们的学长有一个叫做博胜祥，也已经做传道人。
And she said there is someone who is older than we were, Bo Shenxiang, and he's also a preacher.
而我们的同学，我们同一届里面有一个叫做于恩杰，就是于木杰的弟弟，也已经做传道人。
And he said there's someone else who's in our class, 于恩杰， and he's also a preacher.
哇，我就说有这种事情，那大卫在正好我要去台中，我能不能去跟他谈谈我们？他怎么 做传道人的经历。
And I said, wow, I'm going to Central Taiwan. Can I go meet with your brother to understand how he became a preacher?
所以我跟大卫约了以后，我就要那一天，那第二天我去见大卫。
So then the next day I made an appointment to go see David.
结果大卫见了面，他就说我带你去，我今天有事情，我要到一个人家里面，你跟我能不能跟我去？我说可以啊，反正我们就是要交通嘛。
And he said, I have to go to someone's house today. Can you come with me? And I said, of course. It's just to have fellowship with people.
到底什么回事呢？原来大卫的前昨天他应该去，他要去主持一个葬礼的，结果他塞车了，他那天没有办法赶去参加主持那个葬礼。
And what happened was that the day before he was supposed to.Minister a funeral, but because of traffic, he couldn't get there.
结果当场在那些亲友里面，竟然有一个弟兄就替他主持了葬礼。那么他今天要去见这个弟兄，也要去跟家属道歉。
And there's a brother in the midst that day who ministered the funeral for him. And today he went to thank the brother, but also to apologize to the family.
所以我就。跟着他一起去的时候 我也不能讲话呀，因为我都不认识他们，叫他们就吃饭啊讲话，结果 有人就问了啊，也礼貌上就问我为什么来这里啊等等，那我就简单的讲了一下我从 New Jersey 来到这里来。
And everybody was eating, and someone out of politeness asked me why I was there, and I gave some very simple explanation about how I came from New Jersey and now I was in Taiwan.
所以当我结束了我们要走的时候，突然有一个弟兄他就说：“金弟兄，你能不能留步？我想跟你交通一些事情。”
And as I was about to leave, he said, a brother came over to me and said, Brother King, can you stay for a few minutes? I'd like to have some fellowship with you.
那大卫就告诉我说，这个弟兄就是昨天帮他主持丧礼的这个弟兄。
And David told me that this brother is the one who helped him to minister the funeral the day before.
那当然我们都要多了解这个弟兄，大卫也说没有问题，我们就留下来交通吧。结果我才发现这个弟兄的一些背景。
And then David said, let's just stay and have fellowship. And then I learned a bit more about this brother's background.
因为他在吃饭的时候听我讲说我跟林三刚弟兄同工的时候，他心里面有个震撼。
Because he heard that I was co-working with Brother Ling in New Jersey, he was touched inside.
因为弟兄姊妹如果多明白一点，林弟兄曾经在地方教会里面发生了一件事，就是他被开除。他 去给别的教会的弟兄姊妹们供应，结果他们的负责弟兄不准他们出去给别的地方送菜或什么的，就停止了他们的服事。
And if brothers and sisters, if you know, Brother Ling, during his ministry was one time fired by his church.And because of some disagreement over delivery of food.
那个时候对整个教会，尤其像孙国舵弟兄他们这个时候，他们是大学生，他们那个时候的影响非常的大，对他们的伤害很大。那这个弟兄就是其中之一。
And at the time, there was a group of brothers who was deeply hurt by what happened. And this brother is one of them.
所以他就决定了他不太侍奉了。不聚会了，所以他就公司后来他就农耕队把他拆到了非洲去帮助那边的人种稻啊，做农耕队的事情。
And that brother decided that he wasn't going to go to gatherings anymore. Afterwards, and then he went to Africa to join an agricultural group.
可是他曾经离开了台湾，在美国待了几年的时候，他自己在。美国所有跟他们以前聚会有关的这些会所，他一个个的去看到底怎么回事，这个教会到底是什么。
And but in a few years that he was in the U.S., he went around and visited all the related churches to see what they were doing.
他决定他不聚会了，他到了非洲去。可是 那个主在他里面的那个心，就是说他没有办法，他虽然不参加公开的聚会，可是他对于弟兄姊妹们的关心，要一起来读神的话，没有放下来。
But even though he did not publicly attend any service, but the heart that God has placed in him to care for brothers and sisters was still there.
所以他在那几年 在外地，在非洲的时候，他仍然带着弟兄姊妹有家庭聚会，有什么，只是他没有参加公开的聚会。这就是为什么主装备了他，预备了他，到时候大卫没有办法来参加葬礼的时候，他能够就在那个时候，他就站起来，就取代了，就安慰了家人。
And in the years that he was in Africa, he still led brothers and sisters in gathering, even though he didn't publicly attend any meetings. And that is how God prepared him that when David couldn't make it to the funeral, that he's able to step up to administer the funeral.
所以当我们谈到这些事情的时候，他突然讲了一句，我没有告诉他这一段经文。
I didn't share with him this passage.
他说金弟兄，今天我们跟你这样相交的时候，跟你谈的时候，我觉得你的话安慰了我。
And he said, Brother King, as we are having this sharing, I feel that your words have comforted me.
他说我已经很累，很累了。
He said, I am very, very weary.
所以那天我们从他家出来的时候，我心里面大概跟主说，你给我的证据已经够了。
So as we left that house, I said to the Lord, you have given me sufficient evidence.
可是这一段经文后面还有，我读的时候不只是这些经文。
But this verse doesn't stop there.
因为这后面还接着说，主耶和华，你开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
Then it continues to say that he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. My Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back.
后面的经文我看得非常的奇怪，叫做说人打我的背，我任他打；人把我腮颊的胡须，我由他把；人入我，突我，我并不掩面。
Verse 6, I gave my back to those who strike me, and my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting.
你知道当我那个时候起来，我读到这第四节是我要读的，结果我眼睛就看到第四节的上半段跟第五节第六节的时候，我心里面就很迷惑，我说这到底什么回事？你难道我以后侍奉主的时候，人家会打我的背，会拔我的胡子吗？
And when I saw the verses, verse 5 and verse 6 that followed, I was very lost. And I said to the Lord, what does this mean? Will other people strike me and spit at me and pluck out my beard when I serve in the future?
我完全不懂。
I did not understand.
可是后面的几节经文里面，我一直摆在心里面。
But these verses I kept in my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，到了我真的进入了我全职的侍奉以后，
Brothers and sisters, after I entered into full-time ministry,
前面的十几年没有事，很好。
The first decade was very good.
后面的离现在大概七八年，有七八年了，我开始经历这些话。
And then starting 7-8 years ago, I started to experience these words.
有一句，我想弟兄姊妹们都熟悉这一句话，在保罗在腓立比书里面讲的，我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you're familiar with this verse from Philippians, verse 4, where it says, I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
这两个姐妹是他们当时腓立比教会建堂的最主要的同工啊。
These two sisters were two very important co-workers when the Church of Philippines was built.
他们怎么可能在那里吵架到全教会 要来让他们同心呢？
How is it that they were arguing so much that the whole church urged them to be in unity, in harmony?
弟兄姊妹，这后面的因为时间的缘故，我想我今天我本来不打，没想到前面我需要这么啰里啰嗦讲的这么比较细，我可是神既然要我这样讲，我就讲了。后面的我需要很简单的十分钟我来带过。
And I didn't realize that I spent so much time on the details up front, but if the Lord is asking me to share this, then that's fine, but I will use 10 minutes to share the latter parts.
我在天成教会侍奉，全职侍奉的到的最后，就是七八年前的时候，当初与我们一起出来职堂的弟兄姊妹跟我中间有了一些看法的不同。
About 7-8 years ago, the brothers and sisters who started to serve together with me and I, we started to have disagreements.
这个细节我今天就没有办法讲了，可是每一个人都是爱主，站在不同的角度来看。
But everybody loves the Lord, and it's just from a different perspective.
可是竟然事情会演变到，竟然他们后来他们选择 有七八个人选择离开我们聚会的地方。
But things changed and evolved to a point that brothers and sisters decided to leave us.
等到他们，我突然知道他们要离开的时候，我还搞不清楚怎么回事。我觉得我们平常如果讨论一些事情，有些争辩。我们认识二三十年，我们在一起同工了，有什么事不能讲，怎么突然就走了呢？
When I learned that the brothers and sisters were leaving, I was really surprised. We've known each other for 20-30 years. Why? What is it that we cannot resolve? It's, you know, over some disagreement. Why did they leave?
而且你们走了，我就说也不给个解释，而且。当然 我心里面是非常的非常的难过，可是这到底怎么回事？
And when they left, they did not give any explanation, and I was very hurt and wondered what happened.
我就试着尽量的去找他们，一个个的找，然后到他们去聚会的地方，他们借用了一个快要没有人的一个教会的下午堂，人家让他们用两点到三点半，就那么十个人在那里，就是不肯回来。我们去劝他，他们就是不肯回来聚会。
And there were about 10 of them, and they borrowed a space in a church in the afternoon when the church is not being used. And I went to see them one by one and urged them to come back, and they did not want to.
基本上。除了有两三位他是真的是看到我还是不想理我，其他的人我都跟他们都能够交通，都能交流，都能够和好。
Except for 2-3 who refused to speak to me, the rest I had fellowship and we were able to restore the relationship and we can talk.
后来时间到了，我就放下了我全职的侍奉。
And then at the right time, I put down my full-time ministry.
那个时候，这几节经文，就是说50章后面的经文，就来到了，就真的就体现让我明白他的意思。
And then at that time, the few verses in chapter 50, the latter verses in chapter 50, I understood what they meant.
第八节说，称我为义的可以与我相近，谁与我争论可以与我一同站立，谁与我作对可以就近我来。
Verse 8 says, He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up to each other. Who has a case against me? Let him draw near to me.
这句话的解读对我来讲就是说，我尽量与他们和好，可是有的会接受，会跟我仍然和好，可是可能还有些人不能接纳我。
This verse, my interpretation is that I will do my best to restore the relationship with some people, but there will be a group, there will be some who will not be able to do that.
可是比较可怕的是最后的第十一节。
But let's look at verse 11.
凡你们点火用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰里，并你们所点的火把中。
Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with firebrands, walk in the light of your fire, and among the brands you have set ablaze.
这是我手所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。
This you will have from my hand, you will lie down in torment.
我一直到今天，我在主里面的祷告是，主啊，是我会躺在悲惨之中吗？
The prayer I have to the Lord until this day is, Lord, am I the one who lie down in torment?
或者这些不愿意和好的弟兄，破坏你的见证的弟兄，是我破坏的主的见证呢，还是他们破坏的呢？
I ask the Lord, am I the one who has eroded your testimony?Or are the other brothers and sisters who are not willing to restore this relationship the ones who have eroded your testimony?
我到现在没有答案，可是我求主的怜悯，希望我误解了这一段经文，我解释错了。
But I hope that my interpretation, my understanding is not right. I don't have an answer for this.
我记得我当时得的在看到以赛亚书在寻求这个的时候，我就问了江守道老弟兄。
And I remember when I read this verse in Isaiah, and I went to see Brother Stephen Kong.
我这一节非常bother我，我就说这个是什么意思
？This verse really bothered me, and I asked, "What does this mean?"
他也没有讲什么，他就笑一笑，他就说，这个是对那些。就说不遵守神的话的人讲的，他也不讲说是我或是他，他就 general， 他就这个是对那些不就是不对的人讲的话。
And at the time he smiled and said, "These are words for people who don't follow the Lord's word." He didn't say if it was for me or for them.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是主摆在我身上的一根刺。
Brothers and sisters, this is the thorn that God has placed on me.
我到今天没有办法自义，我不能说这个不是指着我说的。
I cannot be self-righteous and say that this is what God wants me to say.
可是我求主的怜悯，我的弟兄，他们如果是我得罪了他们，使他们做这样的咒诅的话，真的，我要求主你怜悯，怜悯，怜悯。
I have to ask the Lord for His mercy over and over again if I have offended my brother.
所以弟兄姊妹，我现在已经到了下面，我说了，我退休了，在职场我的职位转变了。
I have said, brothers and sisters, at the beginning that I am retired.
我给弟兄姊妹一个，最后我要结束了，我想时间的缘故，一个多礼拜前。我送了一包很好吃的花生米给当时离开我的有一位弟兄。
A little bit more than a week ago, I sent one of the brothers who left our church a very good pack of peanuts.
我是非常喜欢吃花生的人，他也很喜欢吃花生。
I am someone who really likes peanuts, and so is he.
当过去的这七八年里面，其实已经不止，尤其疫情开始，你们我只要什么时候想到这些弟兄，我就给他们发邮件。那这一位弟兄，我又再次道歉，而且有关怀他们。这一位弟兄在过去的3-4年里面，我们中间通了2次邮件，他都跟我交通得非常好。
This brother, especially since COVID started, every time I remember these brothers and sisters, I would send them emails to ask how they are doing. And this brother, we have had good conversation, we've had good fellowship.
因为我最近买到了这些花生，非常好吃，几乎没有人说我去给他不会再来跟我要的。昨天晚上刘志雄要我送2包给他。
And I've found these peanuts, and anybody who's tried it all like it. And you know, I would give it to, I gave 2 packs to Peter Liu last night.
我拿了一包去摆在他家的门前，因为我按门铃没有人接 COVID 嘛，我也不好，我就摆在门前，我就给他发了电邮，结果他晚上回了我的话。
And I placed a pack in front of his door, and because of COVID, I just left. And then he came back to me last night.
他打电话回来，我一般来讲我就说谢谢收到了，我想十分钟，你们最近好吗？怎样？也十几分钟可以了。可是他电话不放，跟我讲了一个多钟头。
And usually it's a 10-minute conversation. How are you? We're doing well. But he won't let the phone go, and we spoke for over an hour.
我心里面非常的感恩，就是有些能够恢复的，求主，真的，我感谢主。那如果还有一些不能够再恢复的，我也求主继续在我们心里面来做工。
And I was very grateful to the Lord that He was able to restore that relationship. And the ones that still have not been restored, we ask the Lord to continue to do His work.
最后也用犹大书的这一句话，要跟弟兄姊妹们一起来劝勉。
And lastly, I want to use this verse from the book of Jude to share with brothers and sisters.
那你说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
It says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying to the Holy Spirit.
保守自己，藏在神的爱中。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
这是犹大书给我们这末世的每一个弟兄姊妹的一个劝勉。
This is the word of encouragement from Jude for all brothers and sisters in this end of ages.
这里有四件的提醒，在真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And here it mentions 4 things, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God.God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus.
最后我的结语是，保罗说，在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，然给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
And in the end, in conclusion, I want to use the words of Paul, who said, "It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save the sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason, I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life."
我越来越读这句话，当着年岁越长，侍奉越久的时候，我觉得这句话是，就是我的心里面的话。
And as I age and as I serve, as my years of serving in the Lord increases, I increasingly feel that this is the words in my heart.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。
I hope that the King Eternal, Immortal, Invisible, the Only God, be honored and glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，我把这些零零碎碎的话语都摆在你的面前。
Lord, we put these bits and pieces of words in front of you.
我也不知道你这些话语对在座的弟兄姊妹有什么帮助。
I don't know how helpful these words are to brothers and sisters here.
但是你既然引导我要讲这些见证，我就求助你再一次来光照我自己。
Lord, since you've guided me to share these words, I pray that you shine your light once more upon me.
求主你让我不要辜负你的恩典。
May we not be fall short of your grace.
也求主让弟兄姊妹们真的看到你是又真又活的神。
Lord, may we see that you are the true and living God.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们都需要你的宝血。
And we all need your precious blood.
每天每时刻来洁净我们。
Every day, every moment to cleanse us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.